This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, James is being a little bit too risque, we think, Christina.
What? Risque?
Yeah.
What's he done now?
I just want to be comfortable in my own apartment.
In your own apartment with the windows closed, right?
Yeah, but the blinds open.
While we lift the curtain on James's habits, this is the Triple Threat Podcast.
I've moved into an apartment.
You have?
I have. With my mate Josh.
How's it going?
It's going quite well, actually.
Great.
But I've never lived in an apartment before.
Mm-hmm.
And there are certain things that I am just trying to get used to.
So you used to live in a house?
Yeah. I've always lived in houses.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of them, for example, is, well, I get the impression that people don't say hi to other people in apartment buildings. Because I'm always saying hi to them and saying, oh, hi, I'm James 501. And then... And then they get...
Is that what you're saying to people?
Well, yeah, and then people are going like, I just met this guy and his last name's 501. It's really weird.
Well, I feel like it puts things in context. And then, you know, then they'll go, oh, hi, I'm in 207 or whatever. No, 202. There's not that many. And anyway, so I think feel like that's a nice thing.
I get that. I moved into an apartment block, but it's only like 8 apartments in it.
Okay.
And not many people say hi.
It's weird.
Very weird.
Anyway, so I'm just trying to change the culture.
This is a Seinfeld episode.
Mind you, there's only one person that I'm not so keen on, and that's this guy called Mark, who's put a letter in everyone's mailbox wanting to complain about the noise in the local area. And considering one of the bars that I live opposite is somewhere that many of our community members frequent, we will not be complaining about anything.
But it's one of those things where it's like if you're going to move into a Fitzroy or Collingwood, or you've got to expect that, don't you?
Near a live music area.
Exactly. Don't move into that area.
Exactly. Anyway, not the point. I've come to realise that, you know, we're on the top level, level 5.
Yep.
There are huge windows. You can see, like, great view.
Oh,
but there are apartment buildings that are... a couple of streets across that have big windows as well. And I've come to realise that, well, I can see what they're doing sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I don't mind. Like, I don't care. I'm keeping an eye out for hot neighbours. But I wonder if they can see what I'm doing.
Okay, so how far away would you say?
I don't know, like...
20 metres?
No. So it's not directly opposite us of the street. It's like the apartments that are behind those.
Okay, so it's pretty far.
Mm.
But you can see clearly.
I can see them working at desks and cooking dinner and stuff.
What are you... So is it looking directly into your bedroom or into the lounge room?
Both.
Ooh.
So the other day...
Yeah.
Like I don't wear pyjamas.
No, because I texted you and said, I'm coming to see your apartment. Mm-hmm. And you wrote back, I'll put on pants.
Yes. Well, I was working from home, so I was in my underwear.
Yeah.
And, but the other day.
Standard.
The other day.
I thought, thank you.
So yesterday I was rolling up the curtain and in the complete nude. And then I looked across and thought, I wonder if there's anyone in those tens and tens of buildings that can see me.
Did you keep rolling it up?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then I got on the other side of the bed and
complete nude.
I don't think this is an apartment sort of thing. Just windows in general, when you're getting naked, you should put the curtains down, James.
Well, I don't know. Like part of me thinks that, you know, I should probably be more mindful about the fact that we have neighbours and they might be able to see things. And then part of me is like,
you just want to be comfortable.
Care.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Like, enough people have seen it anyway.
Are you going to put your phone number up on the window now as well?
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, why not?
Think of it as an opportunity. Think of it as your dating billboard, James.
What's like, if someone sees a bit of something, like,
what are they
going to
do?
Like, Oh, well.
So I want to look.
If it's such a nice apartment, and the thing is, it's one of those apartments that the light is like, it's gorgeous, you know, glowing light.
Yeah.
And if you were to close that, you would lose one of the most beautiful things about the apartment.
So I'm asking, what, you know, if you're in an apartment or whatever, what do you do? Like, do you do the same thing? Do you lock yourself up? Do you keep things hidden?
Window etiquette.
Window etiquette, yeah.
Mm. Or do you have anybody that you can see from yours and you play it as a game?
I'm in an apartment. I'm not used to it. There are people around. I don't seem to care. Should I care?
People Should you care? We've been inundated, so I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. Mm. This one is my favourite.
Okay.
Matthew. Mm-hmm. Won't somebody think of the children?
A bit of classic Helen Lovejoy.
They don't need to see your... Mm-hmm.
I'm on level 5.
We don't need to see your little boy.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I kept my curtains closed, but that's just because I can't be bothered opening them every day.
What?
On weekends, I like to let in as much light as possible and close them when I go to bed. Congrats on the new apartment, though. Apartments are so much fun.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Well, they are when you leave your curtains open. People know where you are.
Mick, curtains up or down? Depends how hot the boy is that you want to pick up at the nameless venue. One needs to boast.
Yeah.
Good question. Hey, guys, we are also in apartments in Collingwood.
Oh.
I don't know if that's near you.
Oh my God, no, it is.
It is. And yes, you can sometimes see people and assume they can see us. If they do that, then so will... sorry.
You've lost the second half.
It's because it splits up the text sometimes, so you have to like keep reading. Look, this is what you need to know. Keep your nude on, James, and welcome to the area, Pete.
They must be opposite me. Thank you, Pete.
Morning. I was sitting on my first floor of my balcony in the sun wearing my undies when a stranger looked up and told me to put on a hat. So perhaps wear a hat, James.
Well, I guess it's very sun safe.
Yeah. Well, maybe where were they telling to put the hat?
Oh, maybe the hat was supposed to be somewhere else.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got a hat rack going on.
The top hat.
Technically, being naked and visible to the public is a chargeable offence of indecent exposure. Watch out for that complaining neighbour. Well, I do work just around the corner from James and I really don't want to see him naked.
You could be the complaining neighbour.
You can't see.
I have... You know what? Every time I walk past your building now, I look for you up there.
Okay,
if I see anything, hey, I've got glasses now. I can see everything. Before, it would have been fine. But now that I've got my glasses.
Guys, you know how every suburb has that one notable character? So, like, there'll be, like, oh, the dancing man who used to be in Q and that kind of stuff. I would love it if James became the naked man of Fitzroy.
I don't think there's a chance of that.
Last one quickly. I'm okay with open curtains, but our complex has an issue with sound carrying through the open windows. So I can hear the buff straight boy guy below doing it with his dates and with his internet adventures. He keeps his windows open, so I make sure mine is closed for such moments. So I guess what Cam is saying is if you intend to get...
Busy.
If you intend to frequent the bar opposite your house and come back and get busy, close everything. Keep it all as insulated as possible for the sake of everyone else around you.
It's fair enough.
And won't somebody please think of the children, James?
Think of the children!
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.